though separated by the Atlantic Ocean, our nations remain united by history, ancestry, culture, and in our spirits. What geography once divided, history now compels us to bring back together. The painful rupture caused by the transatlantic slave trade severed physical ties between our people, but it did not erase our shared identity. The time has come to move beyond remembrance to reconstruction, to transform shared memories into shared purpose. The artificial mental and economic barriers that long separated Africa and the Caribbean must give way to bridges of trade, mobility, knowledge exchange, and cultural renewal. In this regard, Ghana strongly supports the renewed momentum between the African Union and CARICOM to deepen structured engagement between our two regional blocs. Political solidarity must now be matched by economic integration. Expanding the African Export-Import Bank, AfriExim, into the Caribbean is a bold and strategic step towards unlocking trade, investment, and financial cooperation across the Atlantic. Our responsibility as leaders is to mobilize our people around a unifying vision, one that secures dignity, prosperity, and global respect for people of African descent everywhere in the world. We must build systems that empower our youth, expand opportunity, and ensure that our shared civilization is defined not by its trauma, by its successes. Later this month at the United Nations, Ghana will host a high-level special event on reparatory justice. We believe that the trafficking and racialized chattel enslavement of Africans constitute one of the gravest crimes against humanity. Our call is not for charity, it is for justice. It is a time for our narrative to be told by us, grounded in truth and anchored in accountability. Together, Africa and the Caribbean must speak with one voice, with clarity, unity, and moral conviction.